Let's begin by singing number 116 in the White Book. Others are gathering. They'll join us. The kitchen staff getting their work done. Praise God. 116.
Sweet is the promise, I will not forget thee. Nothing can molest or turn my soul away. Even though the night be dark within the valley, just beyond the shining an eternal day, I will not forget.
Singing 116.
Trusting the promise, I will not forget thee. Onward will I go with songs of joy and love. Though earth despise me, though my friends forsake me, I shall be remembered in my home above. I will not forget.
Wonderful to wake up every morning with that assurance,
yes,
that his eye is upon us, his loving care is over us. Praise God. Let's pray that God will bless the young people down on the other end of camp and our cottagers and our villagers, that God will meet them today. What a wonderful opportunity they have to experience Jesus in their life, and their lives can be absolutely changed, take on a whole different direction if they really get hold of the Lord and he gets hold of them. So let's have faith that he will. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for this new day that you've given to us. And we thank you that we enter this day knowing that we belong to you, that you live within our hearts, and that you will never forget us or forsake us. Lord, we thank you. That brings such peace into our hearts to know that we're in such good hands. And Lord, we pray that the pleasure of the Lord will prosper in your hand today. As we place ourselves in your hands, we pray that you will cause our lives to be more pleasing to you. Pray that you'll bless the boys down in the village, those older boys. We pray you'll meet them today, Lord. We know that many of them come up just for the fun and the camp, and maybe they're not particularly spiritually minded. But Lord, we know you bring them up here to reveal yourself to them and to save their souls and to fill with the Holy Ghost and to set light into them that will guide them throughout their lives. And Lord, we pray that you will do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think with regard to these young men. We thank you for those that know you and love you. Fill them with your Spirit afresh. If they haven't received that yet, Lord, we pray you'll come to them in a mighty way as they worship you and seek you at the altar, Lord, and even throughout the day and night as they're alone at times. We pray that your presence will draw near to them and do a precious work in their lives. Help them to go home different than when they first came up here, Lord. More in God, more in love with Jesus, with a greater desire to please you and serve you. Pray that you'll bless the young children, Lord, in the cottage. We pray that you'll bless these little boys and girls. Meet them, Lord. We know that they can get saved at that age. They can get filled at that age. We pray, Lord, that you'll help the counselors, anoint them, and give them the gifts that they need to enable them to present these things simply and lovingly, clearly. And we pray that you, by your Spirit, will move among them. Thank you, Lord. Bless all of our counselors and all our workers. Pray that you'll strengthen them today and encourage them, Jesus. And let there be a continued good working together, a love, a unity. Hallelujah. And we pray that you'll facilitate all they do by your grace. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise God. You know, one thing that the Lord did for me while I was at Pilgrim Camp, I came up as a teenager. I was never a camper. I came up when I was about 4 years old. I remember my twin sisters were just born, and my parents, after a few months, dared to bring them up to camp. And so I stayed in a cabin with my brother and my father, and my mother brought up one of her cousins, and they took care of the girls, the twins. And then I didn't come to camp until I was about 17 years old. So it was a long stretch. And by that time, I think my parents looked at me and my brother and said, we better get these kids to camp. I had long hair then and baggy jeans, and, you know, I looked the part. So when I came to camp and I began to sit in God's presence, I had already begun to reach out to the Lord back home, and he was becoming very real to me. But there was something very special about coming to camp and just spending this time in the presence of God. And what God did for me is that he put a desire in my heart for Jesus. And I remember when I went home from camp, I felt homesick for camp when I got back home. Now, you know what it's like to be homesick?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we are concerned about the little children because they come to camp and the first few days some of them are homesick. But I was homesick for camp. But it really wasn't for camp, it was for Jesus. It was for that presence of Jesus that I experienced while I was here. I didn't want to leave that. And I think the Lord was showing me, you're not ready to know me like that yet. But I just wanted to give you a taste of what it could be like and put a hunger in your heart so that now that you're back home, you'll find a way to seek me again until you find me like that. And that's been our lifelong journey, to find Jesus in his fullness, not just here at Pilgrim Camp, but at home, where we need him, and where the rubber hits the road, as they say. And I was very interested that the Lord did that. He gave me a taste of something at camp, and then I went back home and I missed that. And I began to find more time to pray, and I'd find myself picking up my Bible more and getting out to church more. I was wanting to nurture that relationship at home. And so I'm sure the Lord will do that for us as well, and for our campers, that many of them will go back home. And there'll be a desire in their hearts. They'll sense a difference. It's not the same at home as it was at camp. But I'd like to know Jesus like that here. Hallelujah. And he will go after them and make a way for them where there seems to be no way. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have this songbook in our church. All our fellowship churches, I think, have this book. So we're familiar with a lot of these songs. Praise God. And so let's sing another song from this book. Let's sing Jesus Revealed in Me. Number 64, Jesus Revealed in Me. nice to have Sister Sarah playing the organ. She used to come to Canarsie on Thursday nights and play the piano for us. And so now we're blessed with her music again. Praise God. You know, sometimes in our meetings, I'm concerned that Jesus is not getting the praise that he deserves. People are sometimes quick to stop praising God and anxious to move on to something else. Let's sing another song. Let's hear some preaching. Let's hear a testimony. But you know, you can't minimize the importance of praise. That prepares the whole atmosphere. That brings God to us and brings us in tune. So that when God does want to use us, we're in touch with him now. Sometimes people come to church and they're sitting for 2 minutes before they get up and they start testifying. And that's always a good thing, to get up and give God glory. But I sometimes think, you know, if you would have just taken a little time to worship, God would have brought you in tune with what the Holy Spirit is doing. Your testimony would have had a different ring to it. And maybe it would have been more fit into the meeting a little bit better. And we don't have to get under a strain about those things, but I think it's important that we get in touch with God. In the beginning of the meeting, we spend some time just worshiping him and letting the Holy Spirit kind of guide us. And then when he prompts us to get up. Hallelujah. Now, we're right in tune with what he's wanting to do and how he's moving. And the blessing is that much greater. Praise God. And so, I want to encourage us. Let's see the value of taking time to worship him. Hallelujah. And if God sees fit that we worship him for a good part of the meeting, well, that's okay, because while we worship, God is working. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Well, I have a thought, and I because our meeting is a little bit shorter this morning, I think I'll get to it right away. But before we do, a prayer request was given to me at the breakfast table. Our sister Maxine is ministering to a family in Jamaica, not Jamaica, New York, Jamaica. And two of our sisters are from the island of Jamaica, and two of our sisters come from Haiti, but they're all part of our family in Canarsie. And one of the sisters of the woman that she's ministering to is undergoing a heart operation, and that's, I imagine, a young woman, Maxine?
Yeah.
And so her sister asked, would we pray for her? Well, we all need a heart operation. That's why we're here at camp, right? But this is the physical heart, and I don't know that many in this family know the Lord, so we can certainly include that in our prayer, that God will use these desperate needs in our lives to drive people to God. You know, people will call out to God when they're in need, like they wouldn't otherwise. And so let's believe that God will minister to her. Maxine, why don't you pray with us, because you know the situation better, and we'll all stand with you. Amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to thank you for your presence right now. We want to thank you that you have brought us here safe, oh God. We want to thank you for what you're about to do in all of us here, Hallelujah. Even our families, oh God, that is home, Father God, your presence, your touch that you have given us here, oh God, that it will transfer to them, Father. And we thank you already in advance.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we know that you are the living God. We know that you are the true God. We know that you're a physician of all physicians. So I bring before you, O God, this family, and I pray for Denise Scott, Father God.
Today, Lord.
I pray, O God, right now for your touch upon her heart, her life, Father God. And I pray, O God, in the middle of this operation, Father God, that you are speaking to her right now.
Hallelujah.
We pray, O God, that you're touching every hands that is touching her. Yes. We pray, O God, that your nail-pierced hands is up on her right now.
Hallelujah.
Father God, that she will see that transformation. She will come out, O God, as you want us to her to come out.
Yes, Lord.
With the plans, O God, with the purpose that you have set for her. I pray not only for her, O God, but for our sisters. Father God, with also our heart replacement in the sense of love and peace and joy,
yes,
and family,
Lord.
Lord.
Come to this family, Lord.
I pray, God, that she will know Christ
Jesus. Today we pray, even as
we pray, O God, that this family, O God, we know who our living
yourself,
King is.
Jesus.
We'll know our Savior.
Transform their lives, Lord.
Father God, I pray that they will
Hallelujah.
Know, O Lord God, and they will trust you
Jesus.
With everything in them and believe, O God, that you are God. Oh,
Hallelujah.
Show them who you
Hallelujah.
Are, Lord. Let them feel your presence.
Hallelujah.
Let them be
yes,
touched
Lord.
By your hands, oh God. Let your breath be upon
Hallelujah.
Their face. Let them feel in such a way, oh God, that all they can say, God was there. So we thank you, each and every one here today. We thank you, oh God, for what you are about to do in each of us.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Amen. It's right for us to believe that while we're here at camp, that God will cause the blessing to overflow to our families and church. Hallelujah. Praise God.